Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call around the globe. Praise God. Coming to you from Springboro, Ohio. I'm Sister Joanna Green and my husband here, Evangelist Clint Green, and our daughter, Sister Rachel. And we just enjoy this broadcast, and we rejoice, praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I've got great news for you folks. Spring has sprung here in Ohio. Thank God. A lot of rain, but that's okay. We'd rather take the rain and warmer weather than snow and being freezing below zero or down in the 20s. So I thank God that a new season is ahead, and God is getting ready to do some great things. And He has already done great things, and we just appreciate Him, and we're content with the way the Lord has moved in things. And have a lot of prayer requests tonight, and we'll get those here going in here in just a minute. And we want Rachel to go ahead, and she's going to come in, and she's going to read her scripture for tonight. Praise the Lord.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Praise God. Amen. Take no thought for tomorrow. Hallelujah. For tomorrow will take thought, praise the Lord, of itself. And seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. Hallelujah. So at this here moment, we want, we've got a few callers. 423, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located, and then we'll get the next caller to come in, tell us who they are and where they're located.
This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood down here in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. Glad you're on here tonight, and we've been praying for you. And just hold on here just a second, and we'll get 770 come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Brother John, and We're going to have Brother Yearwood to go first there. He's got something early he has to do early in the morning. So we'll get him to go, and then we'll get you in there, Brother John. Praise God. Brother Yearwood, go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord. Well, we appreciate it there, Sister Green, Brother Green. We're going to start out tonight in 1 Timothy 4th chapter and verse 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. I'll let Betty read for me here.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in a hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Praise God. You know, we look around today and we see, it seems like every which way that we look, we find people that at one time was walking in the true faith, but now they're turning themselves, they're falling away from the faith, and they're turning themselves to seducing spirits and of the doctrines of the devil. You know, it's time, praise God, that people really get yoked and really get tied up and tangled up in the true spirit and walk in the true spirit and walk with the Lord. Praise God, if they don't, they're going to miss out. They're going to, you know, they heed themselves, the teachers having each and years, and God's not pleased with that. He tells us there in too many places. He tells us there in one place, he said, to come out from amongst them and be ye separate people, saith the Lord, and I will receive ye unto myself, and you shall be my sons and my daughters. Praise God, it's time that people turn really to the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to let Betty read here some more. Praise God.
2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 through 18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from amongst them, among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Praise the Lord. You know, praise God, that's what the Word is telling us right there. I just look back into the 14th verse right there. It said, be ye not unequal yoke together with unbelief, for what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion have light with darkness? You know, I think to that, praise God, and I look into that, and I think, the light don't have no fellowship with the darkness. Praise God, you take and you turn the light out tonight, and you're going to be in dark. But when you turn that light on, you're going to have light, and that's just the way it is. I believe whenever anybody comes out from the monks of darkness, praise God, he tells us over there in 1 Peter, I believe it is, in the second chapter, somewhere along down there in about verse 9, it says, praise God, hallelujah, it tells us, praise the Lord, that you've been chosen and come out of the darkness into his marvelous light. That's not exactly the word for word. Praise God, but maybe Betty can find it here for us. I tell you, it's a time that people come out of the darkness because we are a peculiar person. God's children are peculiar. They've been changed. They've been changed, and they're not the same. They're not the, praise God, they've been bought. with the blood of Jesus, and they don't have no fellowship with the darkness. Praise God, I tell you, it's time, hallelujah, that people wake up. It's time that we come out. Praise God, let's look into, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let's just look into James, praise God, the fourth there, the fourth chapter, and verse 7 there. It says, submit yourselves therefore to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Praise God, that's a time that we need to look into. Well, it's something that we need to realize. Praise God that we've got to come out from the darkness. And I tell you what, if we will submit ourselves unto God and resist the devil, he's got to flee from you. Praise God, I tell you what, there's too many today heaving themselves. The teachers having each in years. I tell you, look around. I've been doing some studying on some of these other Bibles. Praise God, I find out the only true Word of God there are is the King James Version. I tell you, those people are changing the words. They're doing everything under the sun. They're coming out against the Word of God. I tell you, praise God, I just get so disappointed. I'm so disheartened. And I know if I do, God's children are going to do it. And I know God is going to be disappointed whenever he looks down and he sees all of these other new version Bibles coming out. They're just a change in the words. They're taken out. There's one Bible. They took out 16 verses out of the Bible. That's what's written in the King James. I tell you what, these people that's a change in these words, they better stop and they better pray and think a little while. Because Revelation, the 22nd chapter, tells them over there not to add to or not to take away. They said if you be added to it, the plagues be added unto you. And if you take away, your parts will be took out of the Lamb's Book of Life and out of the Holy City. My friend, that's where that I'm wanting to go. I'm not going to add to. I'm not going to take away from God's Word. I'm going to leave it like it is. I'm going to minister just like it is. I'm going to take the Word for whatever it says. Praise God, if we will take it for what it says, then we'll make heaven our home. But praise God, it's time that people wake up. It's time that we, praise God, praise the Lord. Come on, honey, read that again. Read that. Praise God. That. Where are we at?
1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth his praise, the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Praise the Lord. See, we're supposed to show forth the praises of him that called us out of the darkness. You know, praise God, we were in darkness at one time, but praise God, whenever the Lord chose you, and when he called you out, he called you into the marvelous light, and whenever you come into the light, praise God, you're not supposed to have fellowship with the darkness no more. You're not supposed to be equal yoked together with unbelief. I tell you, it's time that people wake up. It's time that they realize what does saith God. It's time that people start studying the Word of God and start thinking about what would they do one day after a while when they stand before God and they've done added to them, they've done tuck away, they've deceived many people. People have been turned away from the true into fables. And a fable is nothing but, praise God, but just false. I tell you, it's time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look into 2 Corinthians in the, praise God, in the 6th chapter. Let's look back into the 15th verse. It said, and what corn cart I can't even pronounce that.
Concord
have Christ with Belial? Or what part have ye that have ye has he that believeth with an infidel? You know, praise God. We ain't supposed to have no part. We're not supposed to be agreeing with the infidels. We're supposed to be coming against them through the word of God, through the faith of Jesus Christ. We've got to stand on what thus saith God's word. And the verse 16 there, it says, and what agreement have the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Hallelujah. See, he's going to be, we're going to be God's people if we'll walk in him and he walk in us. I believe over there in the, praise God, over there, I'll get to the chapter and verse, but it said if whatever his word will abide in us and we will abide in him, I'll ask whatsoever will, and it shall be done. That's over in about the 14th chapter of St. John. I tell you, it's time that people start walking in the word of God. It's time that we start taking up the word and living in the word. If we want to be according to God, to what God wants us to be, praise God. These scriptures is coming up new. Some of the scriptures we didn't even have wrote down, but this is where God is leading me. It says there in the 15th chapter of St. John, it says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, and ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Praise God. But first, his words got to abide in us, and we got to abide in them. And whenever we do that, praise God, we can go somewhere with the Lord. I just want to just be obedient to God. I want to serve God as he wants us to serve him. I want to lift his name up, because he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And praise God. God is looking for people that will hold his name up and that will hold his arms up. Hallelujah. We got to hold up the Lord. We got to lift up his name, even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Praise God. Whenever he lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, everyone that looked up on it, praise God, they didn't die when they were bitten. But they didn't look up on it. They died. My friend, that's what's wrong today. The devil has smitten a good picture up there before people, and they have turned themselves from the truth. They have turned to fables, and they walk on after the spirit of Satan. But God is not pleased with that. He's wanting us to walk in the spirit as he walked. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
1 Peter 5:8-10. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. We heard that word there, and you know, I want us to look just one more time over into James, the 4th chapter over there, and we're going to read verse James 4 and verse 7 and 8 again, and I didn't bring over 8 there a while ago, but, you know, praise God, this is what God is telling us, and this is what we've got to do if we ever want to make heaven our home. Praise God. Let's look right here now. Praise God. Verse 7, it says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You know, praise God, that's what the Word is telling us there. And we've got to purify ourselves and get our hearts purified and get us on the right road. If we'll take this Word of God and walk according to this Word, praise God, we'll make heaven our home. But if we don't, we're going to miss out. We're going to miss out on the good life, and we'll end up in the lake of fire. And that's where the devil and his angels, it was created for them. If we go by, we go by an intruder. I'm not going to intrude on somebody and not go. If I'm not wanting somewhere, I'm not wanting to go there. And praise God, I tell you, it's time that we really seek out the old path and walk there in. When we do that, then praise God, we'll make heaven our home. I tell you, I'm so thankful tonight that we're able to cry out against the sins of this world and tell the world that they must come out of the darkness into this marvelous light. Get on the accuser side. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward for one day after a while stepping on the streets of gold. And my friend, you can go with us if you want to turn your heart over to God and resist the devil and submit yourself therefore to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God tonight for this time that you give us our brother and sister Green just to lift up the name of Jesus. We've got several prayer requests here. I will not mention them because we've got too many of them. We've been getting them all week, and people have been sending them to us. And I want to say, too, I appreciate each and every one that prayed for me there last night. I was having real bad chest pains. I broke out in sweat, and I had people praying for me. Betty put it on Facebook there, and I had people over in India and everywhere else, in Ohio and Georgia, and oh Lord, I couldn't even mention all the places that was praying for me. And I just thank God for each and every one of them out there that prayed a prayer for me, because praise God, I felt better. It was about 2 o'clock and I was going through it, and it was about 3. I got to feeling better, and so I've been feeling real good today. So I just appreciate everyone that prayed for us. So God bless you. We love you, and we'll catch you there next Tuesday night there.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. That was great preaching, and felt the anointing in it, and thank God for you and Sister Betty, and we sure enjoyed you guys. And if you want to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. And like Brother Yearwood said, we only use the King James Bible. Praise God. If you're a preacher and you feel led to call in at that number, 347-989-8862. Maybe you're not a preacher. Maybe you want to give a testimony that God's done something for you. Maybe you have a prayer request. Please call in and be part of this. This is till 12 tonight. This broadcast every Friday night. Brother Yearwood, Sister Betty, and Brother Timothy Dockery, they're on Tuesday on Reaching the World for Christ. Praise God. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com/ Reaching the World for Christ on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock, you will listen to their broadcast live, and I'm sure they'll be glad to have you there. Right, Brother Yearwood?
Amen.
Praise God.
Any of them
want
to call in, any of them want to call in and get in there with us, why, just they're more than welcome to come in there and join us, and we'll just minister the word and rejoice together.
Praise the Lord. And we thank God for this here outreach all over the world. Praise God. And we want to come to you that here with this song and tonight's message that we subject that we decided to go with is seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And so I hope you enjoy this here song. Praise God. What's wrong with living right? Hallelujah. And no further time wasted here. We want Brother John to come in and obey God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Speak with that. Brother and Sister Green, as Brother Earwood and as Brother Sister Green has already spoken tonight, we are speaking about teaching doctrine of the devil as the first letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, the son of the faith, and, amen, he began to speak about, amen, prophetically about, he was talking about, as Brother Ewers already brought out, said, now the Spirit speaks expressly. In other words, there's a distinction that in the latter days there would some shall depart from the faith. In other words, they would completely leave the faith. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. As we know, believers, when they first came, amen, that Christ is and still. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 13, 8, I believe it is, it says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And so as we find, amen, that that as we find that the power of the Lord is there and that he was the same yesterday, today, and forever, and amen, we find that as he came in there that he was the faith, amen, and as he was the belief, amen, they began to fall away from the faith because these seducing spirits were those that would cause those to go away from the path, amen. It was seducing. It was like plant-like spirits where they were coming, and amen, and people were just falling away and from following the Lord Jesus Christ to following these spirits that would come and get them off the path of life. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 16:11, he said, in thy presence is the fullness of joy, and thou wilt show me the path of life. The word of God, amen, is the path of life. The Bible says in Psalms 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. But amen, as these spirits came, these life forces came, amen, began to cause them to lead astray from the word of God. The Bible says, enter into the straight gate in the book of Matthew, amen, because narrow is the way and few be there that find it. Straight is the gate, amen. And so there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but then thereof are the ways of death. And the Bible says, and doctrines of devils. These were teachings of the paganistic gods. These were teachings of those, amen, that were bringing up and would even, you know, worship themselves and worship the things and worship false gods and idols. So what they were doing there, the Bible says in verse 2, it says, speaking lies in hypocrisy. This was like a play. In other words, everything they spoke was like in a play, but it was completely, they were great pretenders, amen. And so these that were pretending, amen, to be righteous, pretending to be holy, amen. You know, the Bible says that Satan can manifest himself as an angel of light, amen. You know, the Bible teaches this, just try the spirits to see whether they be of God or not, amen, because the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. We must try the spirits and whether they must confess whether Jesus Christ come in the flesh or not, that which proclaims that the Lord Jesus Christ come in the flesh. You know, the Bible teaches us that he was manifested in the flesh in 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up to the glory. So what the warning here was that they'd be fall away to apostasy. It talks about, I believe it's in 2 Timothy 4:4, I believe our brother Ewart brought that out. He said, amen, that they would gather themselves, amen. And verse 3, it talks about gathering themselves, teachers having itchy ears, amen. And others, they had an itch for knowledge. And that was what happened to them is, as they had an itch for knowledge, amen, amen, and they were going away to the fables. These are myths, amen. And so as they were myths, amen, and teaching, that's why so many are going away from the true word of God. Jesus said he was the truth also. He made that declaration. Not only was he way, but he was the truth that would bring you back. He is the only truth, amen, and you can't vary. You can't add to, according to the scriptures in Revelation, and you can't take away. The Bible says if you take away of the writings of the prophecy of this book, amen, your name shall be taken from the Lamb's Book of Life. If you add to the writings of this book, amen, the Bible says the plagues of this book would be added to your life. So there are those who are trying to add to, who are talking about false teachers, false prophets coming in, amen. And the Bible says, I believe it's talks about it in 2 Peter, amen, that in the latter days, 2 Peter 2, verse 1 says, but there also were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. And so that's a prophetic word, that there will be false prophets coming. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke this. Amen. And not only was this, as Peter began to say, he said, not only will it be false prophets, but there will be false teachers among you who privately shall bring in damnable heresies. In other words, it's not coming in, but they privately bring in, amen, heresies, hypocrisies, falsities, even denying the Lord that bought them. In other words, he said, you're bought with a price. You've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. But they even deny the blood, amen. In fact, there are those that would continue, amen, to not to speak about the blood. There were those that would be forbid to speak about the blood, amen. Take the blood out, amen. There are versions, amen, that would take the blood of Christ. The Bible says we are made overcomers in Revelation 12 and 10 by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the testimony. Without the blood, there is no remission of sin. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, amen, we cannot leave out the blood tonight, amen. We cannot leave out the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, that many are beginning to teach you that you don't need the blood, amen. You do need the blood. It cleanses us from all unrighteousness and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, in other words, by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. In other words, they follow these people even though they're not speaking the truth because of who they are, whether it be a celebrity, maybe they're a TV celebrity, or maybe they're someone who is in leadership in some kind of things, or even a cult. So, amen, many of them will follow because of just who they are. They don't have to speak the truth, but just because they're familiar, just because they have a name, or just because their face seems to be familiar, they believe anything they say. And the Bible says that, and through covetousness, shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. In other words, they're making merchandise of you, amen, because through their covetous, through that desire, through their evil words and the feigned words, these are not real words, amen, whose judgment now a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. It doesn't sleep, amen. He that keeps Israel neither sleeps nor slumber. So what was happening is, they told him, he said, if God spared not the angels, and cast him into hell and delivered him into the chains of darkness to be reserved in death and spared not the whole world. These are ones, amen, that we're not going to be spared if we fall away to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil. We're not going to be spared if we fall away to these damnable heresies where privately they come in because of who it is that's speaking. Amen, we follow their ways. Maybe we follow someone who's an endorser of certain things, amen. And so as we come, amen, that's the very way. Because maybe we like, maybe he or she speaks with ugly speech, but they're not of the Lord, amen. And so that's what he's talking about. That's what he was speaking unto Timothy, that there would be those that would follow in the last days. The Holy Spirit says they would fall away from the Holy Spirit, the righteous spirit, the separated spirit, amen. And then they would follow these seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience, their very awareness, seared with a hot iron. And if you know that, amen, if we don't hardly use, most people don't hardly use hot irons anymore, amen, but we find, amen, that something that's been on there for a long time, it's scorched. And so what happens is, as they're speaking hypocrisy and lies and pretending, amen, it feels the very consciousness of people who continue to listen to this, and it's not long before their very conscience comes completely seared as a hot iron, because that's what they receive, and it completely burns out the very word of God and the Spirit of God and the very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in verse 3 of 1 Timothy, forbidding to marry, amen, they had the precepts, amen, to no longer to marry. You don't need to marry. You don't need to you need to just, maybe you want to live together, or maybe you want to be in fornication or be in these uncleanliness. And he said, commanding to abstain from meats. In other words, they had come and they had actually had them certain meats which God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So here it was, God had created for you to receive it and give thanks for it. Amen, because the Bible says, for every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, I believe it's verse 25 and 26, he said he made every creeping thing, and it was good. We have to understand that everything that God made, the Bible says, I believe it's in James chapter 1, verse 17, that every good and perfect gift coming down from the Father of lights, which is no variableness or shadow of turning, amen. And so everything that he created in the beginning was all good, amen. And the Bible says it is, but it, for, verse 5 says, for it is sanctified, in other words, set apart, drawn apart by the word of God and prayer. So as we pray over it and begin to receive it, said, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. In other words, he told Timothy, Timothy, you need to remind that in the latter days they are going to fall away from the right way. They're going to fall away and follow after the seducing spirit, following after they would come. Come over here. Here's Christ. Come over there. He's in the desert. Come over here. He said, go not there. Amen. You need to know tonight that the kingdom of God is within you. It comes without observation. It doesn't come, amen, as a sign seeker. Amen. The Bible says that those that seek it after a sign, he said, this generation shall not pass away in Matthew. Amen. That those that seek after a sign shall never see a sign. There are signs following the believers tonight. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, to, amen, he said, to them that believe, amen, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils in my name. They shall speak with new tongues. Amen. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. Amen. Hallelujah. And so tonight, amen, we need to know, amen, and stay with the word of God. There's a line. You know, too many times the Bible instructs us to remove not the old landmarks. Amen. So many times we want to move, amen, the landlines or maybe the boundaries, amen. We need to know that when we move those boundaries, church, we're trespassing, amen. We're going over the line, and tonight we can't afford to go over the line. We can't cross the bloodline tonight, amen. That's what he was talking about. He said, if you bring this to remembrance of the brethren, amen, that they receive anything, amen, and pray over it, that it's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Amen. Nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. But it says refuse. In other words, turn away, profane and old wives' fables. That's myths. Amen. You know, here in America, I don't even know if they showed anymore. They used to have some shows. I never watched them, but they were called the Housewives of this city or the Housewives of this city. Well, you have to understand there's housewives bringing fables. Amen. And myths. Amen. And gossip and different things and exercise. He said, exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. In other words, if you want to exercise yourself in the word of God. Exercise yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ. Exercise yourself, amen, under the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, this is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach. In other words, the word of God. Because we trust in the living God. Tonight, you will suffer reproach if you trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. And that's what he told Timothy, his young son in the faith. Amen. And he also told him, he said, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. Here's to be an example. Timothy, be an example to the believers. Amen. In word, in conversation, in your charity, in spirit, and in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and doctrine. Apostle Paul said, give attendance unto the reading of the word of God, to the exhortating of the word of God, to doctrine, the true doctrine, and elect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery, that's the elders, amen. So the elders laid their hands upon him, and he received the gift. He said, meditate upon these things, giving thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. In other words, Timothy, give yourself wholly to the word of God, the Spirit of God. Church, tonight we must fully, wholly, everything. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. Amen. And be not what? Conformed to this world. Don't fall away to this seducing spirit. Don't fall away to the teaching of devils and pagan gods. But amen, hallelujah, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's a renewing of the mind, and that mind is the mind of Christ. Taking heed to thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them. In other words, continue in well-doing, Amen. The Bible says in Galatians, be not weary in well-doing, for thou shalt reap if thou faint not in due season. God has a promise in his word. If we'll fully commit ourselves wholly and commit ourselves, amen, unto the Lord Jesus Christ, for in so doing thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Amen. Salvation was not only brought to the young Timothy, but everyone that would hear his word. You know, the Bible speaks of in Acts chapter 10, amen, I was thinking about that which he had created the food is to be received with thanksgiving. And I thought about the time, amen, when in the Old Testament, in Luke, in Leviticus chapter 11, under the law, they were told certain foods that they could eat and certain foods they couldn't eat, amen, that were unclean. And there was a time, amen, that was separated. But you have to understand there was a point in time, the separation, that they would not be able to eat everything. But there was came a time, amen, when the elder brother, and amen, and the Jews, amen, who had received this gospel first, amen, need to know tonight what a true Jew is. The Bible says, I believe it's in Romans chapter 2, amen, and verse 27 says, and shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, it is a full fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision does transgress the law. For he that is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, and which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter. He praises not of men, but of God. So the circumcision is the cutting away of the heart, amen, and making it clean, and making it whole. And I'm reminded, amen, as Peter, as he was in the book of Acts, in chapter 10, amen, we find a certain man, the Bible says in Acts that there was a certain man, called Cornelius. He was a centurion of the Italian band. Amen. He was a devout man, the scripture teaches. One that feared God with all his house. He gave alms to the people and prayed to God always. And the Bible says, amen, I believe it's in Acts chapter 10, somewhere around verse 3, said that he saw a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayer and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter, who lies with one Simon the tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Amen. He had to understand. He had to understand, amen, that as the Italian, Cornelius was a believer. Cornelius was a prayer. Cornelius, amen, had come to this doctrine. Amen. And he had been revealed by the Spirit. Amen. And God was getting ready to open a door. God was cleaning, amen, and cleansing him and making him no longer common. Amen. The Bible says, I believe it's in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, he says, and I will make unto you, amen, kings and priests unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah. He said, the Bible says, I believe it's in Isaiah 61, he said, you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. Amen. And so as they were coming, amen, as he came, amen, and spoke to him, he said, send for Peter. He's going to come and tell you what you ought to do. Peter was an example, amen, to the flock. He had instructed them, and I believe they had said earlier in 1 Peter chapter 5, the Bible said, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary has a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And Peter had said to feed the flock, as he was instructed to feed the flock. He said, take the oversight of the flock, amen, willingly, not by constraint, but because you would be an example. In other words, Peter didn't realize he was going to be an example to the Gentile nation. He was going to be, amen, an example to that which he had considered unclean and common. But you need to know tonight, amen, that as he was there, and the Bible says, an angel of the Lord spake unto Cornelius and departed, and he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And the Bible says, and when he had declared all these things in them, he sent them to Joppa. That was representation of a threefold cord that would not quickly be broken. He brought two servants of his house and a devout soldier. Oh, tonight, church, are you devout? Amen. Are you devoted? Are you devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ, fully sold out? Amen. Are seducing spirits causing you to walk away from the path of life? our doctrines and teachings, amen, that are itching your ears, amen, and tickling yourself. Are you pulling away so much? Are you like Esau, where you come and you despise your birthright, and the world's offered you a cup of pottage, amen, just a little bowl of soup, amen, to lose your inheritance, amen, hallelujah. The Bible says Esau sought for a place of repentance and found none. You need to know tonight that there's only one way, and the one way is the one way to heaven. It's a highway of holiness, and nothing unclean shall enter in. No way faring by man. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah, nothing unclean, no lion shall be there, no devouring beast shall be there. When you're walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, it's holiness. And you need to know tonight, amen, hallelujah, where there will be those. There are those by the roadside. You have to understand, when you go down the interstate and a highway, there's many enticing and seducing signs. Because you need to pull in here, exit here, this is here, that's here. But church, you need to know, when you get on that highway of holiness, there's no need to exit. There's no need to get off. Everything you have need of will be right there. The rest area of God will be right there. Amen. The greatest places to eat will be right there. If you thirst, amen, he'll give you water that you'll never thirst again. If you hunger, he'll feed you. The Bible says in Matthew 5, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Amen. Hallelujah. And these men, these Gentiles come hungering and thirsting for the righteousness of only that which could the Lord could give them. And the Bible says that they went on their journey. Oh, to the housetop about the sixth hour. Amen. When Cornelius was praying there in the ninth hour, the hour of prayer was the third hour, the sixth hour, and the ninth hour. And here he was, and the Bible says, and he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. In other words, they were making ready, but he fell into a trance. Amen. He fell into a place of vision, and heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending, and a big great net, and let down on the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. All these things were things that he was commanded, amen, under the Levitical law, not to eat, and was unclean to him. And there came a voice to him saying, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I've never eaten anything that is common and unclean. Amen. The food of beasts. But amen, that he brought down that wall partition, and the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. Church tonight, you might be unclean. You might be prohibited. But you know what? With prayer and the word of God, you're sanctified, set apart tonight. If you're abiding that word, and just like Brother Peter brought out in John chapter 15, if my words abide in you, and you abide in my word, you can ask what you will tonight. Oh, tonight you're on the highway of holiness. There's no need to get off. There's no need to turn your turn signal on. There's no need to turn around. You have to understand, there's no place of turning around. When you get in that one way, you don't want to get off. Once you get on, church, you're on. You're on the road to heaven. You're on the way. Amen. Amen. There's no other way. You don't. The Word of God is your roadmap. The Word of God is your GPS. It's God's positional satellite to bring you right where you're at. It's the longitude and latitude. Amen. We've got a plane out there they've been hunting for weeks now. They don't know where it's at. They're still trying to search for it. But tonight, he that searches after Jesus Christ, amen, he said, if you seek for me, I shall be found of you. Tonight, amen, if the Lord Jesus Christ is lost to you, you need to find him. You need to search with him for all your heart, amen. He said, before you call, I will answer. There's an answer tonight. Amen. And while Peter was in, and to make the long story short, I'll give it back to Brother and Sister Green. Amen. They had called Peter, and Peter went with them. And he went back with them, and the Holy Ghost fell upon them. The Spirit fell upon them as it did on the Jews in the beginning, in the day of Pentecost. Oh, church, tonight you need to know God's no respecter of person. And tonight he wants to pour out his Spirit. Because tonight there's one thing. If you don't receive the Holy Spirit, you are falling away to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You're living, amen, of the wise fables, the housewives from hell. And church, tonight, you don't need that. Tonight, you only need the truth, and that truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, will you walk in that way? Will you let the Spirit speak in his expression? That means distinctly to you that there's a great falling away. But you say tonight, I won't fall away. I won't fall away to that soup. I won't fall away to the roadside. I won't fall away to the exit to turn here and go here. But I'll stay on that highway of holiness. I'll stay on that way of truth and righteousness with the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God, Brother John. That's praise the Lord. That's a great word. And if Brother John is talking to you tonight, you need to get saved. You hear the preaching tonight. You need to be on that right road, that highway of holiness that Pastor John was talking about. Brother John, go ahead and if you've got any prayer requests, and also tell where your church is located in the service times, brother.
Okay, appreciate that. We're located in Thomaston, Georgia, 114 East Main Street in Thomaston, Georgia. Our service times right now are Wednesday night at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Right now, and then April 20th, we'll be going Easter Sunday. We'll actually be going back to our old schedule, which is 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock Sunday morning, and then 6 o'clock Sunday night. I just want to praise Him for everything He's doing, answering prayer. My wife's doing good physically. A lot of them are doing good. God's just overcoming a lot of things, and so I just want to give Him all the glory and the honor, and just praise Him for answering prayers. So I just praise the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. And we have several prayer requests here tonight. Tanya Dawn Sugardown, she says, same as always, sis, love you, thanks. So remember her unspoken request. Brother Tim Hall says, continue to pray for us. Found out today there is still some pneumonia and congestion. Sister Frida and I desire your prayers and appreciate the compassion. Praise the Lord. Sister Crystal Clark says, me and my family, my mom and my daughters and brothers, praise the Lord. So Sister Patty Love says, please keep all my family in your prayers. Jacqueline Grigsby says, yes, a couple of biggies, meaning unspoken requests. Sister Tina Napier, Tina Summers says unspoken request. Patricia Seely Barrett says pray for her lost children. Crystal Koger says unspoken request. Becky Fritz says pray for her daughter. She's getting worse. Also, Johnny Grigsby says, y'all, I pray the Lord will move on a situation for me and my family. Pray to get for us to get a house. Lori Daniel Purdue says, let us all not forget to pray for our lost loved ones. And Sister Gladys is with us tonight. I'm getting ready to get her in there here in just a moment. She says, continue to remember my family. We have a couple very important unspoken requests. John Loveless and Shalmo from Israel for a job change and lost loved ones. So we're going to remember all that as well. And someone privately messaged me. They wanted to be an unspoken request. And also they wanted to keep their name anonymous. So we need to pray. God knows exactly the situation. So if we don't want to lose Brother Yearwood just yet. I know he's going to leave us here a little early. He's got some things him and Sister Betty want to do tomorrow. So let's pray over the prayer request, and then we're going to have a song and have Sister Gladys come in and give her what the Lord has given her. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, for all your mighty things. Dear God,
Lord,
we thank you for moving on Brother Wood, Lord, and healing his body, God.
Lord,
we thank you, Lord, the outreach that Sister Yearwood are going to do tomorrow. Lord, bless her. Lord, bless Brother
Lord, that you will save them all. God, sanctify and fill the Holy Ghost.
Lord Jesus, help and bless Brother
Lord,
Wayne gift Lord and his younger cousins, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, God,
you said that we were healed.
And Lord,
by these stripes we are healed.
All the unspoken requests, Lord, to heal their bodies,
God.
Bring in their lost loved ones here, Lord. God, to you all the glory, Lord. Touch third world countries, Lord. Lord, you see the things that's going across America, Lord, making the Christians and the people just stressed and worried. And Lord Jesus, God, help them to call on you, Lord. You are our fortress, God. You're our salvation, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, our hope lies within you, Jesus. And we thank you. We depend on you, Lord. We love you. And we want to walk upright before you, God. In the name of Jesus, let this reach souls, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, God, we
thank you. Lord, just touch them, Lord. Just meet every need, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Is right from wrong. We need our old-fashioned leaders who'll pray all night. We need some good gospel singers to help us go another mile.
God, love that song, and if you see me down in the valley, lift my name up to Jesus, hallelujah, and that's what we're to do for one another, is to help each other carry the load, and just thank God that we've got brothers and sisters in the Lord that care about one another, praise the Lord, and I just feel humble tonight, and I love that their song, and we need spirit-filled preachers. praise God, that teach us right from wrong, hallelujah, and care if we're there or not, hallelujah, and I just love the Lord, and we need old-fashioned seekers. He'll pray all night long,
yes,
and good gospel singing. The church is going to triumph, praise the Lord, and God's coming back, Jesus is coming back for a church, and there's going to be somebody where he's going to have a people, praise the Lord, that's ready, that didn't backbite one another, hallelujah, and I'm just feeling the anointing right now, and that didn't have strife with one another, and they followed the Lamb wherever he goeth, and they didn't thrust one another, praise God, but they didn't break rank, hallelujah. God is coming back after a true church, praise the Lord, not somebody that wanted to make themselves big, praise God, that just wanted souls to get saved, and then after they led them to the Lord, praise the Lord, they showed them the true word of God, the King James Version Bible, hallelujah, and they need to read it, praise the Lord, for themselves, praise God, to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling, hallelujah, we're to direct them, we're to guide them toward the Bible, to the true word of God, and praise the Lord, and the Lord, when he saves you, his spirit enters into you, praise God, and then you go on and seek ye the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And as you read the word of God, it's no private interpretation. Hallelujah. And it's up to you to live it. Praise God. It's up to me to live it. Hallelujah. Praise God. To each their own, they need to live it. Praise the Lord. Not the way that we think we ought to. There's a way that seemeth right to man, but their end thereof is death, the Bible talks about. So there is a true way that we must live. And that's why his brother, Pastor John, was talking, a holiness way. Praise God, and we need to live on that highway of holiness above sin. We need to strive to be perfect. Hallelujah. You know, right now we look through a glass darkly. The Lord said that his spirit wouldn't always strive with man. And right now we have in part, we prophesy in part, but when he which is perfect has come, all these things would be done away with. So you know what, my friend, if we are to fail, we've got to advocate with the Father, but that does not give us a ticket to sin. Praise God, we are not to sin. And we can see that in the Bible, praise the Lord. And, you know, I'm just making my way to heaven, hallelujah, and I want to take as many as with me that kid would want to go, hallelujah, because you know what? That's what Jesus done on the cross. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, praise God, but have everlasting life." With him, praise God, you have everlasting life. You see, he went to the Jews. He went to his own, and his own received him not. Praise God. And he said he would have gathered them together as a hen gathers her chicks, but he said you would not. So he leaves it to them, their house desolate. You know, they must come in at the door as Jesus Christ came in at the praise the Lord, Jesus Christ is the door. They must come in at the door. Praise the Lord, God is good. Sister Gladys, you go ahead and come in and obey the Lord there, sis, and glad to have you on here, and we appreciate you very much.
Glory, I praise God tonight. That's an awesome song, and Sissy, you could have went on. God's a good God, and he takes care of us, whatever needs we have, and it's like you said, we need some old-fashioned seekers that will pray all night long. We need to get down on our knees and cry out for our loved ones. There needs to be more intercession today than there ever was before, and I know that times will get worse and worse. That's what the Bible says. But I know this much, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, and if we carry the Spirit within us, then I know that greater things than he did, we will do also, and I praise him, but we need to line up with the word before those things will happen. Tonight I want to speak on what you listed as the doctrines of devils and seducing spirits. And the first scripture I want to go to is 1 Timothy 4:1-2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. There's many today, Sister Joanna, that want to do what they think is right. Well, they do it and justify it. They have strongholds in their life, and they go ahead and sin knowing that they're sinning, but yet they still justify it. That's what the devil tricks them into believing. They'll do something knowing it's wrong against the Word of God, but they'll go ahead and continue doing it. The seducing spirits will entice believers to turn away from the true faith, and that's what the hour is that we're living in. They'll cause the true believers that once were true believers to turn away from the Lord, and that's why we have a lot of backsliders. But I believe that there's a time soon coming. The harvest is ripe, but few are the reapers. And I want to be part of the reapers, Sister Joanne. I want to be there when the harvest is coming in, and it is here upon us. And I want to just serve God with all my heart and all that I am. Many people today feel like they can cover up their sin, but I know in the Bible it said that in one of the scriptures, I'll come to it later, that's talking about anything that you hide, God will reveal it. He's a good God. He shows us our way. But in 2 Corinthians 11:13-15, says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Now, there's a payday coming, and those that want to do evil and work in what the enemy wants them to do, there will be a payday. And one day, I thank God, there's a payday for Satan himself. And I thank God that I pray that someday we get to see him thrown into that lake of fire. In Matthew 24:4, it says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you." In Matthew 24:11, it's, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." You know, we're living in a day and hour that when the false prophet comes upon the scene, we're not to go out into the fields, and we're not to go here or there, or up on the mountain, or wherever they're claiming that the prophet is, because the prophet's already come. And soon, someday, he will come back to receive his bride. But the prophet right now is sitting on the throne in heaven, and I praise God for that. We have the promises, and they're yea and amen, and we can count on anything and everything God has said. He doesn't lie. He's not man that he would lie. And in this day and age, Sister Joanna, we need a greater spirit of discernment. We need to know when the enemy is around us, and we need to have that spirit of discernment to protect us and those that we love. And I thank God that we, whatever we ask in believing, not doubt, that God will give it to us, providing it's God's will. In Matthew 24:24, it says, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." I want to be so close to God that nothing the enemy tries and throws up in my life, that it will deceive me and get me astray. It's like you said, if we follow the path of holiness and we walk in the right way and we read our Bible and do what God wants us to do, then I don't believe we can be led astray. If we submit to God, resist the devil, he has to flee. Many times people quote that scripture, but they forget the part, the one main word, submit to God. That's the main thing we need to do. We need to draw closer to God than we ever have before. In 1 John 4:1, it's, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." You know, everything that shows up and says, "I'm a Christian," they may have a big fat cross around their neck. That doesn't make them a Christian. They may look right on the outside, but they may be full of dead man's bones. But I want to do all that God wants me to do and live it, not just talk about it, but live it. Ephesians 5:6, it says, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." This is the scripture I was speaking about, Matthew 10:26, "Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known." Many people feel like they can sin behind the closet. They'll say, "Well, no one can see me. I can go out there and have this drink, and I can go out there and smoke my dope, and I can do this, and I can do that, and no one will ever know." Well, God knows. That's the main one we need to be concerned about. In Acts 17:11-12, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. The saints listened to the word of God preached by Paul, and they also searched the scriptures daily. That's what we need to be about the Father's business. Like you said, Sister Joanna, God's spirit will not always strive with men. And when Jesus comes back to get his bride, woe be unto the people. If they can't live it now and the Holy Ghost is here helping us each day, then I don't know how they expect to live it then. We need to do that. The elect of God needs to turn a deaf ear to what the devil's telling us, and we daily need to get into the scriptures, because that's what teaches us about the Lord, and we need to ask the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and knowledge with understanding. I can have all the wisdom and knowledge I can ask for, but if I don't have understanding, it won't prevail much. In Ezekiel 5:11, wherefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, surely because thou hast defiled my sanctuary with all thy detestable things and with all thine abominations, therefore will I also diminish thee, neither shall mine eye spare, neither will I have any pity. You know, Ananias and Sapphira wanted to lie to the Holy Ghost, and they took them out one by one, and they died right there on the scene. And I believe those days are coming back. Those people that want to lie, their hearts will fail them in the end times, and we're in the last days. Many people are deceived to think that we have many, many years to serve God before Jesus comes back to get us. But I believe we don't have as many days. You know, many people, like we've preached on here before, they'll say, I've heard it all my life, but we're one day closer to seeing the Lord. My last scripture is, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I know in this day and hour, like I said, some people want to shove their sins underneath the rug. Well, one day, all that shoving under the rug will be revealed. But you shove things under the rug and you shove dirt and dust, eventually it turns into mold. It's like a wound. If you don't reveal it, you don't reveal the things that are hidden, it cannot heal. So I praise God that we have a God that sets free and delivers. And anyone that's listening to this broadcast tonight, if they need the Lord and they feel like they've gone too far, just know this, you've never gone too far. The Holy Spirit will help you, and he will draw you close to God. Just kneel at your table and kneel at wherever you're at. You can ask Jesus to come into your heart sitting in your chair. You may be in a wheelchair today, but I know this much, God's a healing God. He has delivered me out of the wheelchair. There was a year that my bones were so brittle, I fractured both sides of my pelvis from walking. But Jesus is the deliverer. He's the healer. And I praise God that even that night that I had a fractured pelvis, I was able to shout and praise the Lord. Our weapon of warfare, I want everyone to know that listens to this, our weapon of warfare is praise. You know, our God is a worthy God. He is worthy of all glory. No man shall share his glory. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Sister Green. Thank you once again for letting me on the broadcast.
Praise God, Sister Gladys. We're always glad to have you. And just thank the Lord for all the callers tonight. And if you want to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. And tonight we're talking about doctrines of devils in seducing spirits. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have this here song, and I hope you enjoy it. Praise God. Praise God. That's the kind of life I want to live. I will not yield. Praise the Lord. I know that I know that I know. I've done tried it, tasted of him, and saw Jesus was good. And praise the Lord, I'm going to stay a long time until I die. Praise the Lord. And then I'll live eternal life with God. And you can have that too if you accept Jesus Christ into your life. And if you've not done that yet, you need to do that immediately. Praise God. And let God be your God. Ruth said to Naomi, she said, I want your people to be my people and your God to be my God. Hallelujah. And so at this time, I'm going to give to you here real quickly what I have, what the Lord's laid on my heart. And we're talking about 1 Timothy chapter 4. I'm going to go with verse 1. It's been read plenty of times tonight. But the subject is seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And I was thinking about Genesis in chapter 6, starting with the fifth verse. And God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And that's what I want to talk to you about. There's going to be people that are going to find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Praise God. And I hope it's you and me tonight that's listening. I know, praise God, that the panelists that have called in, and Brother Green and I and little Rachel, we're all trying, striving to get in that place where the Lord wants us to be, his perfect will. That's all we want, praise God. And our goal and our heart's desire is to see you saved. Praise the Lord. That's why we want to do this here broadcast with Brother and Sister Yearwood on Tuesday nights. And we want to do this here broadcast on Friday nights. And if Lord permits, Pastor John, we hope he would do the same thing if that's what he wants to do on many other nights. And we'll do our best to join in with him. But, you know, and Sister Gladys, that's our heart's desire, is to see that you get saved, praise God. We don't know you, we don't see you, but you know that it is waxing very cold. The people are falling away left and right. Like I said, there's a way that seemeth right to man, but at the end it's going to be death. And you know, Proverbs talks about in chapter 16, it says, there is a way that seemeth right in the man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craved of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisper separateth chief friends. And how many know that that's true? Praise God.
Yeah.
They'll dig up things, they'll dig up evil, and with their lips as burning fire. And they'll a froward man soweth strife, and a whisper separateth chief friends. So sometimes, you know, you got to weigh out the situation and consider the source where you're getting your news from. And you need to go to your brother that you love, your chief friends, and ask them what was said, praise God, instead of listening to all the other stuff. And you know, when I was a kid, they used to play telephone line, I believe it was called, and people would line up, and the first person would whisper in the one next to their ear, and they'll start out a little story, maybe that the bear was fuzzy.
And it would go on down the line. And after it went through, about 20 people whispering to the next person to their left, all the way to their left, all the way to the end of the line. It was about a big black bear got killed, and a big long story. It changed. And, you know, that's why it, whenever there's prophecy or something that comes forth, and if you wasn't there and you didn't hear the situation, you better take heed that whoever's telling some things, they better listen, and better if you weren't there, praise the Lord, you didn't hear all of it, you know, you better be careful, praise the Lord, of what kind of strife that you're trying to sow to come against chief friends, because God will, and he hears, and he knows the very intent of the heart, praise God. And a lot of times when prophecy comes forth, it's conditional. Hallelujah. How many know that? And that's to be the truth. There's a conditional. Jonah went to Nineveh, and he prophesied to him that God was going to destroy him if they didn't just change their ways. And the king called for a fast, and they fasted, and God changed his mind, and he kept Nineveh. And but Jonah stayed there and pouted, sitting by the shade that grew up, that God had allowed Jonah to have shade, and let a worm come and eat, kill that thing from the root. And so, you know, so people, I tell you what, God is good. So Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21 talks about, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to focus right there on abstain from the appearance of evil. And I thought about how we're talking about tonight, we're talking about doctrines of devils seducing spirits. And, you know, Halloween is a thing that just really, it irks me, and I can't stand it. It has, they talk about ghosts and witches and whatever goblins are, I don't know. But maybe they're seducing spirits, we don't know, but... And, you know, in jack-o'-lanterns, if you read and study up on Halloween, I know this isn't popular, what I'm saying, in the church world, but it says to shun the very appearance of evil. And we ought not be partakers in this. And we strain at a gnat and we swallow a camel. And if you look and you study up on the witches and the druids, they're actual people. They're real people today. And it's growing worse. It's a doctrine that is growing rapidly in our very country. Praise the Lord. You know, it could be in our next town. It could be in the very town we live in. It could be on the street we live on. And we participate on their holiday. I just don't understand that. And we need to shun the very appearance of that. We're talking about seducing spirits here. We're talking about letting our little children go out and participate in this here kind of thing. But we want to get on our brother and our sister for silly things in the church. We swallow a camel and we strain at gnats. And I'm just telling you the truth here tonight because things are silly. People are dying and going to hell for drug addiction, for heroin addicts, and they're really needing God to move on them. And mm-hmm. silly things are going on in the church house. I don't want to be part of that. God knows all about that, and I just love the Lord. And, you know, if you look up about the jack-o'-lantern, it talks about when you light the jack-o'-lantern, when you carve out the pumpkin and the whatever it may be, it don't have to be a face, but you do a carving so that the light of the candle can shine through the carving of the jack-o'-lantern. So I don't care if it's a halo that you carve into the pumpkin. I don't care if it's an angel that you carve into a pumpkin. But if you shine a candle through the light, it lets a spirit know that there's already a spirit that dwells at that house. And it's not a godly spirit. And that's what the druids and the witches meant for the jack-o'-lantern. So that helps you, I hope. And you can look it up, and a lot of people like to do research by internet.
So I hope you would look that up about the jack-o'-lantern. The Bible talks about in the Old Testament to suffer a witch not to live. They weren't supposed to live back then. They were stoned or killed or burned or however they had to die. They suffered a witch not to live. So we're not to have anything to do. I know this is the New Testament, and a witch can be saved. The woman with the spirit of divination, a spirit that followed Paul and was talking how well Paul was, he rebuked her, and he suffered her to speak, and he cast out the devil out of her. And the sorcerers were mad because they weren't going to make their money anymore. But we allow our children as Christians to partake into the Halloween. So we want to get down where the rubber meets the road. We're going to have to do that, and we're going to have to straighten ourselves up, because one of these days Jesus is coming, and we want our hands to be pure and clean. And we want to go on here about seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. When the holidays came into America, and there was a certain religion that wanted a Christian religion, and some of them call themselves Christians, and some say they're not Christians. They're this other religion, and I'll just say it. They say they're Catholic, because I've asked a Catholic person before, "Are you a Christian?" And they told me, "No, they're not a Christian. They're Catholic." So they don't claim, some of them. I don't know that all, but I'm just saying some don't believe that they're Christians. So anyhow, when the Catholics came over here, they wanted to have their holidays, and so in order for them to have their holidays, they had to let the pagans have their holiday as well. And the pagans chose to have their holiday along with the Catholic holiday. Now, we do celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is Easter, and which the pagan calls Astar. And that they also include the fraternal animal, which is the bunny rabbit, and the eggs, and all that is part of paganism. So they're seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and we've all allowed this to come into our homes. And when the Quakers and them all came over here, they did not even do Christmas because of the Santa Claus. So I thank God that we see that, we know that, and we preach that, praise the Lord. And we have shut up for so long because we didn't want to offend. But we can be offended, and people don't really care to step on our toes. So we just want to love you tonight and tell you the truth.
Amen.
That we thank God that we are free. We are in a free America to preach the gospel. And me and Brother Green, Evangelist Brother Green, Evangelist Sister Green, we are free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. And praise God, we don't have to hold back anymore, because time is running short. And the devil knows,
yes,
he has a short time. We're in the 9th chapter of Revelation, when the star fell from heaven, and he was given the key to the bottomless pit. And the four winds are being held back by the four angels. And they're not to hurt any green thing, praise God, until the seal is upon their forehead. And who is it talking about? It's talking about the 12 tribes in Israel. And you know what? The 144,000. And let me tell you who that is. That is you and I tonight that are striving to get there and have taken on the wings of an eagle, that the Lord has led the woman into the wilderness. Praise God, and there she will be nourished a time and a half a time. Praise God. And then the 144,000, praise the Lord, is going to come back. Those are the ones that are sealed with the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. In of their foreheads, which is the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Now, we could get into some real deep things here, but I tell you, time is short, and we better get ready. Hallelujah. And we don't believe in a collective salvation. We don't believe that in just a one moment that there's going to be multitudes just all at the same time that they're going to be saved once the church is out of here. Once the church has been raptured, there is no more chance for nobody. It says that the Bible in the Revelations says that he'll call for the fowls of the air, praise the Lord, to have their dinner, and they'll eat their flesh. Those that are remaining on this earth when the church is gone, the fowls of the air are going to fill up with their flesh. So there's not going to be anybody left living, because God is going to pour out judgment. His wrath is going to come, and the wrath of God is not the seven-year tribulation. It is after the seven-year tribulation when the last trump will sound is when the church is going to be called up and out of here. Praise God. So God is good, and we've got to warn him. We've got to sound an alarm. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion and tell the people the truth. Praise God. And not to tickle their ears. I believe Brother Yearwood was talking about they'll be listening to fables and myths. And you wouldn't believe the people that believe in superstition. There's another seducing spirit, and doctrines of devils is superstition. So we better put our hope and trust in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and get right down to business with God, hallelujah, and leave the silly stuff alone, because you know what? It's going to take people down yonder, I hate to say, because there's so much condemnation in the church that it's almost who can be saved. But there is a people, there's a multitude that God is going to have in the seventh chapter of Revelation. You can read about John the Revelator saw him on the sea of glass before the throne of God. And it was a multitude that no man can number. And they sang the song of Moses. Praise God. And you know, we talked about earlier how Noah, found favor in the sight of God. He was a righteous man before the Lord, and how there's going to be found, God's going to find those people in the last days. He said it would be worse than the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, worse than the days of Noah, and he saw that the hearts were wicked in those days, and how worse it is. He said that this generation shall not pass. Praise God. So God is good. Hallelujah. And I'm going to turn this to Evangelist Clint Green.
Praise God. It's good to be with you here tonight. Thank God for all the preaching of the word tonight. And, you know, we are living in perilous times, and the Bible tells us in the last days many would depart from the faith. They've read that scripture a couple times tonight. Many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And we can see that, how that these things have crept into the church, and how that they, you know, a lot of the churches are going to, Easter's coming up, and they're going to be coloring their Easter eggs, and they're going to be making their chocolate rabbits and selling them, their chocolate bunnies and their chocolate Easter eggs and selling them. But, you know, they don't have anything to do with the resurrection of Christ. And you can look that up on the Internet. If you go back in and you look up Ashtar and you find where it comes from and what it was all about, this fertility god, and I won't get on that, but I know the little kids, you know, they have fun with the Easter eggs and that, but, you know, I think that's good. You know, if you won't do that at home, your own conviction or whatever, but I tell you, we need to get the church. The church needs to get back on solid ground. You know, the church members need to quit telling lies to the little children and telling them, you know, about how Peter Cottontail, you know, brings the Easter eggs and all this stuff, and how that Santa Claus has got something to do with Christmas, because Santa Claus ain't got nothing to do with Christmas. I'll tell you, there's Antichrist spirits coming on the scene, and they pretty much took over our school systems. And, you know, it looks like they're in the government, you know, and they're in these high places. And the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And, you know, there's an enemy out there called the devil and Satan, and he's a liar and the father of it, and he's trying to make a liar out of you. And I'll tell you something, you better not follow after the devil's ways, praise God. You better get your house in order, because time is running out. Now, I'm not preaching to you tonight like I've never done nothing wrong in my life, because I have done things that's been wrong, and I have made mistakes since I've been in this walk with God. You know, I've been saved now for almost 39 years, And I got into this in 1975. God saved me when I was on that broad road of destruction. And I found Christ as my Savior, and I believed on Him as my personal Savior when I heard the preaching of the Word of God. But what I heard was not what I'm hearing today. A lot of this stuff I'm hearing today ain't got too much to do with salvation. It might have something to do with the way your light might shine. I'll tell you, the church needs to be a light, a lighthouse set on a hill which cannot be hid. And I don't believe we ought to dim our light. I believe we ought to have a good standard. I believe we ought to live right and walk right, talk right, and spit white. And, you know, they say that a lot, but it's the truth anyhow. I don't believe a person ought to be going around with a cigarette in his mouth if he claims to be a Christian and say that's all right, or be chewing tobacco, spitting all over the place, and messing up the side of your car and all that kind of stuff, spitting out the window. I don't believe that's what Christian ought to be. I believe he ought to be holy and sanctified, and I believe he ought to live a clean life. You know, I've been to many churches since I've been saved, and I've stayed at some of them, one church 11 years, and worked in the Sunday school department, and, you know, drove the church bus, worked on Saturdays on the door-to-door ministry, and went to the hospitals and different things, and I stayed there for 11 years. But I seen, you know, after a while, they begin to change, and the light began to get dim, and I said, you know, I'm going and I'm leaving this place because the light ain't as bright as it ought to be in this house. Praise God. When you go to changing things and, you know, you begin to bring in other Bibles and you begin to teach out of other Bibles and bring them in place of the King James Version Bible, you know, 150 years ago in the United States of America, in the pulpits all over, it didn't matter if you was a Baptist or a Methodist or some type of Pentecostal church. I would say back then, if you brought in another Bible into the pulpit, they'd say, son, we can't use that here because we believe in the true Word of God. And God said He would preserve His Word over there. I believe it's in the book of Psalms, about the 12th chapter, that God, His Word is tried and His Word is true, and He would preserve His Word to all generations. And so, you know, we're living in this generation, and we're living in the last days, and I believe this might be the generation that will see the coming of Christ, see Jesus come again. In Matthew 24, the Bible tells us here in verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. You see, they're coming up today. They're finding these new manuscripts that's been hid for, they claim, many thousands of years, and they claim they're older than the ones that the original ones that they took to write the King James Bible. But, you know, God said He would preserve His Word. Paul told Timothy to preach the Word, Timothy. Now, Timothy had a word to preach, or God, or Paul would not have said, preach the Word. And, you know, Jesus said, not one jot or tittle shall fail from the law till all be fulfilled. So we know that what He was preaching in the Old Testament was the Word of God. That's what they had there when Christ came. And then when He was at the Last Supper and He sat with them and He broke the bread and they drank out of the thing that they passed around at the Last Supper, you know, He said, drink ye all of it. This is the New Testament in my blood. And I don't think Jesus, you know, if He could turn water into wine, if He could walk on water and heal all manner of sickness, all manner of diseases, I believe I'll trust him, and I believe I'll trust his word, and I don't believe I'll go with what these new educated people are going with, and they try to claim that the word of God's been hid. The word of God has not been hid. The word of God has been here, and we've had it, and men have preached it, and we still have it today in these 66 books of the King James Version, and I don't think anything ought to be added to, and I don't think anything should be taken away, because you've got the word of God. And I tell you, when they begin to take out 16 versions out of one particular Bible, and it becomes a hit, the NIV is the one it is, I believe. I'm pretty sure that's the one it is. And then you got these others that's adding things in and they're taking away, changing things and trying to make it more plain. And when you get to reading them, it's just a bunch of confusion, and you really don't know what they're saying many times. But I tell you, I'm sticking to the Word of God because, you know, there are seducing spirits, and there are doctrines of devils, and the devil's out to change the Word of God. When he came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, I believe it was, he came to Jesus and tempted him, and he came. Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And he was there 40 days and 40 nights, and he fought with the devil. And the devil tried to deceive him because he's a deceiver. And that's what the world's out to do to you and I, is to deceive us. He's out to lead us in the wrong direction. He's out to pull the wool over our eyes and to cause us to believe things that's contrary to the will of God. He's trying to cause division among the brethren. And he'll run and flap his jaw in the house of God and stir up trouble and try to bring brother against brother and sister against sister and cause things to fall apart. But I'll tell you tonight, we need to stop the devil in his tracks. When they come running to you, whispering, telling you things, Jesus said that when they brought the woman and she was caught in the act of adultery and they brought her to Jesus, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And he looked up and said, "Woman, where are thine accusers?" She said, "They ain't none, Lord. They're gone." Praise God. And I'll tell you something. If you're going to accuse somebody of something, you better have some witnesses. Don't you jump on somebody that ain't a witness, that don't really know the whole facts. Praise God. And try to rake them over the coals. I'll tell you, we need to love one another, my friend. And,
amen.
You know, Paul disputed, I believe it was Barnabas. They got in a great dispute over John Marks because Paul said, "We ain't taking him with us. He ain't coming on this trip. He ain't profitable for the ministry." And they had split paths because of that little argument and dispute. And these were two apostles disputing with one another, and the contention was so great that they split apart. That was one not a man of God, and the other not a man of God. No, they were men of God, but they could not agree on this one thing, and they parted ways. Praise God. But I'll tell you something, the devil's out to try to get you out of the house of God. He's trying to get something against you, and he's an accuser of the brethren, and he goes around trying to spy out your liberty that you have in Christ. When I look in the Word of God, I see that I don't exactly, may not live like somebody else does. Over there in Romans chapter 14, I have Christian liberty. I can eat what I want to, long as I do it as unto the Lord. And I can drink what I want to, long as it's not sin, long as it's something, you know, that's not intoxicating, and you know that it's clean. Praise God. And it's not mind-altering and all of that. But I tell you, the devil is trying to bring you down. He's trying. And iniquity is abounding, and the love of many is a waxing cold. We need to seek the things that will make for peace. Because the Lord said that blessed is the peacemaker. We don't need to look for things that's going to cause fights. That's going to cause disruption in the house of God. And praise God. Well, let me go on a little bit farther. I don't know how much time I do have here, but I'll tell you what, I'm stirred in my spirit when I see all these things are coming to pass, and we can wink, you know, at certain things, but other things, boy, we're going to nail them to the wall, praise God, and we're going to bring them in, and we're going to counsel them, and we're going to straighten them out, praise God. Well, praise God, I ought to get off of that, praise the Lord, but I want you to know I love everybody. I don't have no ought against nobody.
Amen.
And, you know, if you got ought against me, well, come to me and try to straighten it out, and I'll be okay with you, praise God, and I'll treat you right. But, you know, Barnabas and Paul, they had a falling out over John Mark. But, you know, later I read in the Bible where Paul says, send me John Mark, because he's profitable for the ministry. There was a time when John wasn't real profitable for the ministry. But later on, he became profitable. And we don't need to fall out with one another. God is love, and we've got to dwell in that love. We may not always agree on the same thing. We may not always see the scriptures the same. But because you don't see the scripture exactly like I do, I'm not going to tell you that you're a false prophet, or you're some kind of a deceiver. We just have to get into the Word, and we've got to study to show ourselves approved and rightly divide the Word of truth. And the Bible says we're growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. So we don't start out in this thing on top of the mountain. But we're climbing up that mountain, praise God, that mountain of God. And we read in the Bible in the 14th chapter of Revelation, on top of Mount Zion, there was 144,000. And Joanna touched on that a little bit. But I believe that's the cream of the crop, to tell you the truth. We're somewhere in the mountain of God. And, you know, I might not be way up there high in that mountain. I don't know. Only God knows. But, you know, God knows all about us, and he knows the very hairs of our head, and he knows the desires of our heart, and he knows if we love him or not. The Bible said, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And I'm so glad tonight that I got in this a long time ago, and I plan on staying. I don't plan on getting out, because the road might get rocky, because things might go wrong, and that might, somebody might call me a false prophet or something, or they might start scandalizing my name or whatever, but I'm not leaving. I'm staying on board. I'm going to stick it out, and I'm going to run the course. Paul said, I've finished my race. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith, and there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, and not for me only, but for all those that love his appearing, talking about Jesus when he comes again. So I'm glad. Don't let the devil take you out of the race, my friend. Don't let anybody knock you off course. Praise God. I think we got a couple more minutes. Can't hardly see this time here. But I'll tell you something. I want to read something here in the book of 1 John, I believe it is. I'm going to read a scripture. I had it wrote down somewhere here. And in 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. Says, but ye have not... Well, let me back up to the 18th verse. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be manifest that they were not all of us. This is not talking about somebody backsliding. This is talking about a seducing spirit and doctrines of devils. It's talking about this antichrist spirit has got a hold of people and has taken them out. And they begin to preach against Jesus. And they say that he's not coming to flesh. that he was not the Christ. There's doctrines out there that's coming down the road, and they're in America today, and they're preaching these things, and they're saying Jesus was a good man, and they're saying Jesus was a prophet, but they're not telling you that he was the Son of God, that he was the Word of God that was made flesh. But it says here, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. In other words, you have an anointing that teaches you that you've got to abide in Christ, that you can't go and pick up some other kind of religion and think you're going to make it to heaven. You can't go and find you another Messiah of some kind with another name, but you must come in at the door, like Sister Joanna said, and Jesus is that door. He said, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. You see, when they come and say that there's another way, that's a lie. Because there's only one way, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father, he said, but by me. And it goes on to say, who is the liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. So they say that they believe in God, but they really don't have God because they can't have the Father unless they have the Son. It says, whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And that which you, the way that you got in the beginning, was you believed in Jesus Christ. You believed in the death and the burial and the resurrection. You believed that he died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And you believed that he was buried and that he rose the third day. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul told them, you've got to believe this. You've got to in you to believe this. You can't just believe it one time and then forget it, but you've got to continue to believe it. Praise God. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. In other words, we're talking about seducing spirits. So these people will come along with their doctrines, and I tell you, they'll try to take you out of the church. But I'll tell you tonight, is hold on to Jesus. Don't let go of that man named Jesus. Don't let go of the doctrine of Christ. Don't give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Don't believe a lie and be damned, because the Bible said there come a day when they will believe a lie and they'll be damned. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of lies coming down the highway today. And I tell you, better recognize them. Get a hold of you a King James Version Bible and get you a preacher that'll preach the truth and find you a place where they get down to business with God and they seek the Lord and they call on his name and they repent at the altar and they come to the altar at the altar call and they seek the Lord and seek him for their salvation and for their eternal soul. Praise God. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as that same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. In other words, we've got to continue to abide in him. We cannot turn loose of this eternal life. We must stay in the vine. We must stay in that true vine, which is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Praise God. Looks like my time has come and gone, I believe. It's been good to be with you tonight. And I thank everyone for coming on, and we love you. And, hey, if you've got any alt with me, call me and let's talk it over. Praise God. We love you. Amen.
God bless. Love you guys, too.
God bless you.
God bless.
Is this right?